Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Swedenberg is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad he's here, too, because he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our top marketing experts in the Brain Trust. He's a partner in a company called Mail Enterprises in Birmingham, Alabama. He's been doing this now for a couple of decades or more. He's got a brand new book out that I am very excited to see in print, because he was telling me about this, and I saw this thing coming to fruition and being born over a period of time, and it's good to actually see it in person. The book is called Lessons from a Mama's Boy: How Mom Taught Me to Be a Success in Business and Life. And boy howdy, Scott, is that the truth for most of us. Welcome back. Oh.
Thank you, Jim, so much, and you're definitely right. Most of us can go back and look at things our mom taught us and said, wow, she really knew what she was talking about.
Well, she did. That's the truth. And I go back and I think about things that I learned from both of my parents about survival and about working. And you know, one of the things that in my book, my first book, I dedicated it to my parents, James of Virginia. And what I said in there was I thanked them for introducing me to the nobility of working.
That's right.
And a lot of people, I wonder how many people think about that. To me, what they showed me without ever saying it out loud, just the way they behaved, the way they went about their lives, taught me that to work and be productive is a noble thing.
Oh, that's right. And I grew up on a farm, and my parents taught me very quickly the fun of working.
Well, me too. That's what I'm talking about. Except not only did we have a farm, but my dad had a day job.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so, you know, we had the whole thing, and so I saw my folks working a lot. So that has never hurt me, and I always appreciate them about that. But talk to us about some of the lessons your mama taught you.
Well, you know, one of the things that I learned early on, and the funny thing is I share with people, my mom, outside of being a wonderful wife and mother and housewife and taking care of all us kids, never had what some people may think a real job, but it's been extremely successful, and that's in the number of friends. She probably has more friends than anybody else I know, and I started thinking about it, and I said, shouldn't all of our customers be like friends? Should we treat our customers the same way we treat our friends? And I thought about, you know, the things that my mom did and what she thinks is her customers are really all the friends and people she comes in contact with. And you start thinking about as a business,
because you saw her serving those people, didn't you, even though they were her friends?
That's right. Because I looked and said, you know, if I was a business, am I treating my customers like I would treat my friends? And one example is, you know, when your friends call you, do you put them on hold for 10 minutes? You know, but it's simple things like that. And you
right.
go, let me look at the touch points in my business as to where I touch my customers and ask them the question, is that how I would treat my friends? And a lot of us would change how we do some of the things in our business when we do that.
The small businesses that are successful year in and year out do that.
That's
and
right.
And the ones who don't are the ones who complain about Walmart. And the ones who behave like your mother don't even know Walmart exists.
That's right.
They don't care. They don't care. They wouldn't care if Walmart put in another Walmart right next to the other one, because it doesn't matter to them, because they treat their customers in such a way that those customers forsake Walmart and come to see them anyway.
Well, that's right. And a great example is in just that. What she taught me was, last summer she had surgery, and we were there when she was coming out of recovery, and she's coming down the hallway, and there's a lady nurse who was black who was pushing her down. And before she got to us where we could ask her, she said, "I want you to meet my friend," talking about the nurse. And the nurse took her on in because my mom was still coming out of anesthesia. And when I asked the nurse, I said, "Well, how do you know my mom?" And the nurse said, "When I was graduating high school and just getting into nursing school, I was working two jobs as a waitress and at Baskin Robbins, and your mom would come by all the time and give me the biggest tips because she knew I was trying to get through nursing school." Now, the question is, and
about
you go,
that?
Do you think my mom got great service while she was at the hospital from that nurse? But the other thing is, you think about as a business, what did my mom do? She found out that lady's needs when she was 18, struggling to get through nursing school. She helped her by giving her big tips. And then over the next 20 years, she kept up with her.
Yeah.
And as business people, if we find out our customers' needs and they know we care about them and want to help them with their needs and get through whatever challenges they have, they will stay with us and keep us just like that lady was with my mom. And like you said, there's no Walmart that can ever do that for them.
No, that's exactly right. And even though we, you know, you and I would never say price isn't important, it is not the number one thing for a lot of business decisions, isn't it?
Oh, no. They'd rather do business with somebody they like.
Well, and also because loyalty is efficient.
That's right.
If I can find somebody to be loyal to, somebody who's trustworthy, who's worthy of my loyalty, I don't have to look around and try somebody else out and explain to them what I want. And there's efficiency in that. Loyalty is a best practice, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Because it's so much, the return on investment in loyalty is incredible, because like you say, as you move around and have to try somebody new, they're going to make mistakes because they just don't know your business like somebody that has served you day after day after day.
Well, and you know what else? You can even granulate this even more by the way, not only the way you treat, if you're the business owner, the way your company, you and your company treats your customers, your employees have direct relationships with customers, just like your mother and the lady there. I mean, how many times have you gone into a place and you literally, you don't want to see the owner, you want to see George, because George is the one who knows what you want. He may even be a part-time person or something.
That's right. But George has learned how to take care of the customer, so, and he's heard that from the owner. It's right. You know, top down.
What Mama Taught You. The book is called Lessons from a Mama's Boy, and the author is Scott Swedenborg, and he's a member of our Brain Trust. And when we come back, we're going to find some more things that Scott's mama taught him about business and life, how to be successful in business and life. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Or so, we got a pretty good chance of knowing who's going to be the Democrat nominee.
Right.
Hillary's got to win Texas and Ohio and probably Pennsylvania. And if she doesn't, she's based on, you know, their own admission, she's probably not going to be the nominee. So when that happens, we're going to get you back. Once we have a nominee, which I think will be real soon, we're going to get you back and we're going to bore down into the specifics of the two different parties and what you think about that. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay, sounds great.
We'll see you next time. Amy Menifee, ladies and gentlemen, with the Business and Media Institute. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
This is the Global American Network. USA Radio Network News, John Scott reporting. Connecticut Independent Senator Joe Lieberman addressing Iraqi war critics.
Time for them to admit that the surge has worked and that America's security and freedom are on the line in Iraq today, that we are winning there.
As the fifth anniversary of the Iraq war approaches, the Senate has agreed to have another debate on Iraqi war funding. A measure by Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold would cut off funding in 120 days.
This war is exhausting our country, straining our military, and distracting us from our top national security priorities.
On the opposing side, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell argues that things are dramatically and measurably better in Iraq. In advance of this year's congressional elections, members of Congress debating the economy.
In a debate at George Washington University, Democratic and Republican House members trumpeted their own fiscal policies and accused the opposite sides of taking the U.S. down the wrong economic road. Democratic Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel says that over the past two decades, the U.S. has prospered more under Democrats.
Democrats produced an economy that boosted median household income by $6,000. Under Republicans, median household income dropped by 1,100.
But Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington State says Democrats favor big government when they should be empowering individuals. The event was the first in C-SPAN series Congress Debates. Gene Coletta, Washington.
Ahead of the opening bell, NASDAQ futures down 7 points. This is USA Radio Network News.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-693-8182. That's 888-693-8182. Call 888-693-8182. 888-693-8182.
The head of Florida Power and Light is apologizing for the massive electric failure that spread across the state Tuesday afternoon. Armando Oliveira says the trouble began with an equipment failure and fire at a transmission facility, which triggered a chain reaction, knocking the Turkey Point nuclear and gas power plants offline.
Under normal circumstances, you know, an equipment failure of that kind would not cause the kind of extended outage that we saw today. And that's the part that we don't have an answer for yet.
The system is designed to automatically match electric demand with the supply, which is why homes and businesses were cut off for up to 4 hours until the power plants were back in service. Two of the country's prominent lawmakers in the hospital, the longest-serving senator in history, West Virginia's Robert Byrd, admitted to Walter Reed Army Medical Center after falling and injuring his back Monday night. Fellow Senator John Warner of Virginia in a Virginia hospital for treatment of a recurring heart problem. This is USA Radio Network News.
Paul was just an average guy. Ross Jardine changed that.
That's a beautiful thing.
Paul saw success very early with Ross Jardine's stock investor program.
I put in a put play, and I made a real quick $1,700 at such a rush. This will replace my current job.
Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. Let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. You'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software.
Call now for your free DVD. 800-294-9823. 800-294-9823.
The United Auto Workers Union says it wants to see key financial information from American Axle before it concedes to the supplier's demands for wage and benefit cuts. More from Tony Briscato.
The request came as workers are in the second day of a strike against five American Axle plants, including facilities in Detroit and Three Rivers. Company officials say they've given the union all the information it's entitled to receive. The UAW says that unlike concessions given to Detroit's financially strapped automakers and bankrupt Delphi and Dana Corporation, operation. American Axle earned $37 million last year. No contract talks are scheduled for today. I'm Tony Bruscato.
A record award for punitive damages set to go before the Supreme Court today. USA Today reports the High Court will hear arguments in the case of Exxon Shipping Company versus Baker. This case stems from the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska. More news at usaradio.com. John Scott reporting, USA Radio Network News.
We teach them how to tie their shoes. They teach us how to live our lives. We teach them long division. They teach us how to bank online. Our children will always outgrow us. But for the first time in generations, they may not outlive us. Over the last 25 years, the percent of overweight children aged 6 to 11 has doubled. The percent of overweight teenagers tripled. Obesity kills. Heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, all are linked to obesity, a problem that could be greatly reduced just by having a place to exercise. Right now, people are working hard to put parks and playgrounds where children live, where children will use them. Finding out how you can help is as easy as tying your shoes. Log on to earthshare.org now. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show, brought to you by IBM. Solutions designed and built for small business. By Administaff. Administaff is good for small business. And by Aflac. Ask about it at work. And now, the man who teaches big business how to help small business and small business how to compete with the big guys.
Kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you're listening on the radio across North America, thank you for that. And I can't thank our radio affiliates enough for taking our show. And we really appreciate that. We really appreciate the way our affiliates across the country are helping their small business owners and their communities to be successful by making this show available to them, by making this available. What's amazing, I think, to them is what's surprising to them probably are all the different people who listen to the show. You know, I get a lot of contacts from ministers who say that they benefit from the things that we talk about in this show. Because they're running churches, they're running these organizations that are not all that much different from a small business. So, you know, we have the appeal of this show is a lot wider, a lot broader than maybe some people in the radio industry would think. And those of you who are taking our show, those affiliates who are, we consider you members, the obviously highly intelligent members of the radio industry. So thank you for listening on the radio. If you're listening on the internet around the world, thank you for that. Thank you for taking the time, going to the trouble. And we try to make it easier for you. We try to minimize that trouble as much as possible because we give you lots of different ways you can listen, lots of different ways you can time shift. And so I hope you'll go and check that out, how you can do all that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You'll see some of the things. And guess what? We got a lot more to come. We got some new stuff we're working on that I think you're going to like a lot coming up very soon. Let me tell you about our show coming up in the hour straight ahead. Scott Swedenberg is going to launch his new book on our show. We're going to debut Lessons from a Mama's Boy coming up right after these messages. Second half of the hour, we got our good buddy Paul Casey, who's going to join us and talk to us about entrepreneurship during this National Entrepreneurship Week. Stay with us.
Oh, mirror in the sky, what is
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market? Oh, ow.
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer. You know, operating a successful business is a lot like playing golf. You need focus, dedication, passion, and a great caddy to shoulder the load.
That's why I'm a client of Administaff.
They manage HR burdens for America's best small businesses, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Susan Mingola, accounting manager of Group 1201 here in Georgia. We signed on with Administaff to provide better benefits for our employees. But Administaff benefits for employers have surpassed our highest expectations. From recruiting and job training to payroll and liability issues, Administaff offers all the advantages a growing company needs.
To take a load off, talk to the pros at Administaff. Call 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Blassingame with good news about valuable online resources from our friends at IBM. Want to get practical answers to your business questions? Go to IBM Small Business Center at ibm.com/businesscenter/small business. Ask your question, and it will be answered by email by a member of My Brain Trust. How would you like to improve customer communications or increase employee productivity? Or maybe you need help with marketing, data security, or an accounting system your company can grow with. Are you interested in learning how other companies are using technology and how they've approached small business challenges? An array of articles and customer testimonials, plus IBM's e-newsletter, Forward View, are ready for you at ibm.com/businesscenter/small business. And if you're interested in hardware and software solutions, plus current promotions, all of this is available at IBM Small Business Center at ibm.com/businesscenter/small business. Thanks again, IBM, for all you do for small business.
You've reached Pearson Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearson, a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Swedenberg is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad he's here, too, because he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our top marketing experts in the Brain Trust. He's a partner in a company called Mail Enterprises in Birmingham, Alabama. He's been doing this now for a couple of decades or more. He's got a brand-new book out that I am very excited to see in print, because he was telling me about this and I saw this thing coming to fruition and being born over a period of time, and it's good to actually see it in person. The book is called Lessons from a Mama's Boy: How Mom Taught Me to Be a Success in Business and Life. And boy howdy, Scott, is that the truth for most of us. Welcome back.
Oh. Thank you, Jim, so much, and you're definitely right. Most of us can go back and look at things our mom taught us and said, wow, she really knew what she was talking about.
Well, she did. That's the truth. And I go back and I think about things that I learned from both of my parents about survival and about working. And you know, one of the things that in my book, my first book, I dedicated to my parents, James of Virginia. And what I said in there was I thanked them for introducing me to the nobility of working.
That's right.
And a lot of people, I wonder how many people think about that. To me, what they showed me without ever saying it out loud, just the way they behaved, the way they went about their lives, taught me that to work and be productive is a noble thing.
Oh, that's right. And I grew up on a farm, and my parents taught me very quickly the fun of working.
Well, me too. That's what I'm talking about. Except not only did we have a farm, but my dad had a day job.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so, you know, we had the whole thing. And so I saw my folks working a lot. So that has never hurt me, and I always appreciate them about that. But what? Talk to us about some of the lessons your mama taught you.
Well, you know, one of the things that I learned early on, and the funny thing is I share with people, my mom, outside of being a wonderful wife and mother and housewife and taking care of all us kids, never had what some people may think a real job, but it's been extremely successful, and that's in the number of friends. She probably has more friends than anybody else I know, and I started thinking about it, and I said, shouldn't all of our customers be like friends? Should we treat our customers the same way we treat our friends? And I thought about, you know, the things that my mom did and what she thinks as her customers are really all the friends and people she comes in contact with. And you start thinking about as a business,
because you saw her serving those people, didn't you, even though they were her friends?
That's right. Because I looked and said, you know, if I was a business, am I treating my customers like I would treat my friends? And one example is, you know, when your friends call you, do you put them on hold for 10 minutes? You know, but it's simple things like that. And you right. go, let me look at the touch points in my business as to where I touch my customers and ask them the question, is that how I would treat my friends? And a lot of us would change how we do some of the things in our business when we do that.
The small businesses that are successful year in and year out do that.
That's
and
right.
And the ones who don't are the ones who complain about Walmart. And the ones who behave like your mother don't even know Walmart exists.
That's right.
They don't care. They don't care. They wouldn't care if Walmart put in another Walmart right next to the other one, because it doesn't matter to them, because they treat their customers in such a way that those customers forsake Walmart and come to see them anyway.
Well, that's right. And a great example is in just that. What she taught me was, last summer she had surgery, and we were there when she was coming out of recovery, and she's coming down the hallway, and there's a lady nurse who was black who was pushing her down, and before she got to us where we could ask her, she said, I want you to meet my friend, talking about the nurse, and the nurse took her on in because my mom was still coming out of anesthesia, and when I asked the nurse, I said, well, how do you know my mom? And the nurse said, when I was graduating high school and just getting into nursing school, I was working two jobs as a waitress and at Baskin Robbins, and your mom would come by all the time and give me the biggest tips because she knew I was trying to get through nursing school. Now, the question is, and
about
you go,
that?
Do you think my mom got great service while she was at the hospital from that nurse? But the other thing is, you think about as a business, what did my mom do? She found out that lady's needs when she was 18, struggling to get through yep. nursing school. She helped her by giving her big tips. And then over the next 20 years, she kept up with her.
Yeah.
And as business people, if we find out our customers' needs and they know we care about them and want to help them with their needs and get through whatever challenges they have, they will stay with us and keep us just like that lady was with my mom. And like you said, there's no Walmart that can ever do that for them.
No, that's exactly right. And even though we, you know, you and I would never say price isn't important, it is not the number one thing for a lot of business decisions, isn't it?
Oh, no. They'd rather do business with somebody they like.
Well, and also because loyalty is efficient.
That's right.
If I can find somebody to be loyal to, somebody who's trustworthy, who's worthy of my loyalty, I don't have to look around and try somebody else out and explain to them what I want. And there's efficiency in that. Loyalty is a best practice, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Because it's so much, the return on investment in loyalty is incredible, because like you say, as you move around and have to try somebody new, they're going to make mistakes because they just don't know your business like somebody that has served you day after day after day.
Well, and you know what else? You can even granulate this even more by the way, not only the way you treat, you, if you're the business owner, the way your company, you and your company treats your customers, your employees have direct relationships with customers, just like your mother and
that's right.
And the lady there. I mean, how many times have you gone into a place and you literally, you don't want to see the owner, you want to see George, because George is the one who knows what you want. He may even be a part-time person or something.
That's right. But George has learned how to take care of the customer. So, and he's heard that from the owner. It's, you know, top down.
What Mama Taught You. The book is called Lessons from a Mama's Boy. And the author is Scott Swedenberg. And he's a member of our Brain Trust. And when we come back, we're going to find some out some more things that Scott's mama taught him about business and life, how to be successful in business and life. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
I'm Arnold Palmer, and I've played some tough courses in my career, but the course that posed the most challenging hazards for me is being a business owner.
That's why I'm a client of Administaff.
They manage HR burdens like government compliance, workers' comp, and payroll taxes,
giving you a competitive advantage.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Dr. Bob Meyer, owner of the Neuse River Veterinary Hospital here in North Carolina, and I've seen the cost of complying with employment regulations skyrocket. Administaff helps me control and manage these costs, and they handle all my other HR needs too, enabling me to devote my energy to growing my business, not preserving it.
Administaff champions the needs of business owners, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. And remember, small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Consumer Focus, I'm Matt Kelly. Last month, the Zota virus dealt a crippling blow to some of the world's largest companies. Now, small and mid-sized businesses are wondering if their IT networks stand a chance against the threat of viruses, spam, and more. IBM's Mike Regal.
More than 90% of all virus outbreaks now start with email. And amazingly, half of all the email sent is spam. And a quarter contains pornographic content. What this means is that small and mid-sized businesses can't be as productive or competitive as they want, and it damages their reputation in the process.
Regal recommends that even the smallest of businesses can afford to implement big business strategies when it comes to email security.
Antivirus and anti-spam programs are extremely cost-effective. If you're looking for added protection, you can use an outside vendor to easily manage your email security, and that allows you to focus on your core business operations.
For more information on email security, visit ibm.com/businesscenter/email. That's Consumer Focus from IBM. I'm Matt Kelly.
Aflac for Small Business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. much better.
Well, you can both visit aflacsb.com or call 1-800-9...
I really have appreciated the opportunity to be part of the show, and you are to be applauded for all the work that you do and for how much you care about all of us and what we do.
Little Atlanta Rhythm Section, ARS for you, coming back. Doraville, one of the best ones they did. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. That's a little southern boogie for our good friend from Birmingham, Alabama, Scott Swedenberg, the author of the new book, Lessons from a Mama's Boy. Scott, we need to know where we can get the book. Give us your website and tell us where the book's available.
Our website is www.mailent.com, and you can get the book at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, and booksamillion.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And Lessons from a Mama's Boy, Scott Swedenberg, and he spelled his last name Sweden, like Sweden, Burg. And it's a brand new book just out now. And you know, Scott, I think what people ought to do is buy this book. You ought to buy two of them, folks, and take one of them and go through it with a highlighter. And every time you see something that reminded you of what your mother did, to give you a lesson in life or business, highlight that and or dog ear the corner and then give her the book. What do you think, Scott?
I think that would be a great idea with Mother's Day coming up soon.
Exactly. So buy two at a time, right? That's the deal, right?
That's right.
Okay, Scott, what are some other things that you learned from your mama?
Well, get to know your customers, or she would think friends. My mom can tell you everything about people, and it's amazing. I mean, she knows their spouse's name, their kid's name, where they're from, everything about them. And as business owners, we need to know all we can about our customers, and it starts with asking questions. I mean, if you meet my mom, she won't talk much about herself. She's going to ask you questions and let you start talking.
So what you're saying is that we need to do what mamas do. We need to nurture our customers.
That's right. Just get to know them, because that's how you can really meet their needs. The more you understand about them, the more you know about them, and that gets you closer to them. And, I mean, my mom just does an incredible job of going up, and she'll meet people she's never met before within 30 minutes. They've shared their whole life with her. But, I mean,
that sounds like my mom.
Yeah. And we can have that same relationship with our customers if we just take the time to start asking them questions, as opposed to going in and saying, let me tell you about my product, my company. It ought to be, tell me about your company and what you're facing right now, and those type things.
Go ahead.
No, I said that's one of the things that she does extremely well, and I think every small business could do to improve what they're doing.
Well, the product of the month approach has been dead for a long time, hasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, it's got to be about them, folks. If you can't plug in with your customers, and how many times have we said that on this show? If you can't plug in with your customers by where their pain is, what is it that's on their mind? What is it that you can do for them? If you can't plug in at that level, well, you're just another vendor. You're never going to be a partner, and you're never going to be a friend.
That's right.
All right, what else?
One of the other things she does is, it doesn't matter where you are or who you are, she'll go talk to you and you become her friend. And a great example is, she was recently at a livestock show and watching the animals with my dad, and she got to talking with the janitor, became great friends with the janitor, and the janitor took them up to the box, the viewing box, and she had the best seat in the house. Now, when you think about that, we all want to go meet the president of the company.
That's
right. Sometimes we don't spend the time with the secretary, the receptionist, the other people who may have more power than the president does at a company. So as small businesses, when we go in, we need to get to know everybody there, because you never know when the secretary may make that decision when you think you need to talk to the president.
I learned a long time ago the screen has more influence than you ever would think, and so many times, depending on what business you're in, I mean, there's an awful lot of times that the person that's out front there, they're not called secretaries anymore. Whatever their title is, whether it's a big decision or a little decision, some decisions they may make themselves, Scott, but there's a whole lot of times that the boss will call that person in and say, what did you think about that guy? Or you know, in other words, they didn't even ask her or him what they thought about the product. Maybe they didn't know much about the product or what was being sold, but they wanted to know what that person out front thought about that person.
Oh, that's exactly right, because we do the same thing in our company when we're interviewing new applicants for opportunities here. We go, and once they've left, we bring in the receptionist and said, how did that person treat you?
Mm-hmm.
And that has a big influence on whether we move forward in hiring them, because if they came in and didn't have time for the receptionist, that's not the type of person we want working for us.
And one day, that receptionist might be in that other office.
That's right.
I've seen that happen many times before. So I love the story, though. She didn't ask for the president. She went and found the janitor, and then she got the best seat in the house.
That's right. She became best friends with the janitor, and the next thing she knew, he had taken her up, and they were sitting in the best seats to watch the livestock show.
Now, a lot of people might not think a skybox at a livestock show would be very exciting, Scott, but I know what those look like, and they can be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Scott, give us the website again, please.
It's www.mailent.com, And the book can be at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Booksamillion.com.
Lessons from a Mama's Boy by Scott Swedenberg. Scott, thanks for being here. What's your mom's first name?
Shirley.
All right. We had to put a name to that one. Thanks, Scott. Congratulations again. We'll see you next time.
Jim, thank you so much.
I'll see you later. Quick break. Right back after these messages with Paul Casey. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Turn around and see.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.